ABC Radio Australia.
We head to Fiji now, where lawyers representing former Fijian Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama are making a last-ditch legal bid to keep the former military strongman out of jail after he was found guilty of attempting to pervert the cause of justice. Now, the High Court is expected to rule on an appeal on his sentence in Suva later today. Now, we're joined by ABC's reporter from Fiji, Lede Mawono. There, I say, Bula Lede.
Mbula and Yandra Vinaka to you, Agnes.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Hey, before we get into the latest development in the story, can you just take us through how we even ended up here at the High Court, given the fact that Frank Bainimarama was already acquitted by the Magistrates Court?
Yes, absolutely, Agnes. It has been quite a complicated and long winding case, this one. In fact, it had been concluded in, I think that was around October or September last year, when the Magistrates Court had first acquitted Frank Bainimarama, the former Fijian Prime Minister, and Sitiveni Ngiliho, the man who was his police commissioner, of abuse of office and attempting to avert the cause of justice charges. State prosecutors did appeal that acquittal in the High Court in December of last year. And around March of this year, the High Court overturned the acquittal and handed down a conviction. When it did that, it also directed the Magistrates Court to sentence the two men. However, what happened was, in the Magistrates Court, Seni Pumau did not follow the directions of the High Court. Instead, she discharged the conviction, which means they're found guilty. However, a conviction is not recorded. And so all of the implications and the impact of being a convicted criminal don't apply for the two men. And further to that, she didn't hand down any kind of a sentence either, at least in the case of Frank Bainimarama. Sitiveni Ngiliho got a fine. And her explanation, to put it simply, she said it was trivial and that the offense they were being convicted of had no victims. And so the state prosecutors did go back to the High Court to file an appeal on that conviction. So that's where we are now, Agnes.
Goodness, very long winding. And as you've explained, this is a pretty complicated case. So what's the latest saga then in the story?
And so what we found out as of a week ago, just a little over a week ago, is that Frank Bainimarama is pulling out all the stops. His lawyers have filed a number of actions. The most important of it is that they are saying that the acting chief justice who is presiding over the appeal must remove himself, which is basically an implication of bias. And so they're saying that things he said about the magistrate Seni Pumau in the High Court when this case was first brought to mention about 6 weeks ago now, was called into question. They called that into question. So they've applied for him to recuse himself, which basically means that he should remove himself and assign another High Court judge to the case. Secondary to that, they've also applied for a stay order, which is basically to tell the state prosecutors to stand down and not carry out this application for a review or for an appeal on the conviction until something else, another matter that's happening in the appeals court, which is higher than the High Court, is concluded. My understanding is that the appeals court matter can't continue until the High Court matter is concluded. So the stay order is kind of not in play right now. However, this morning, Justice Saleh Sitemu, the acting Chief Justice, is going to hear the recusal matter first. So he's going to decide whether or not he's biased, which is kind of an interesting situation, before he then is expected to rule on whether or not the magistrate Seni Pumau's sentencing was fair.
Wow. Lede, I must ask, I know the High Court is expected to rule on this appeal on a sentence later today. So what can we actually expect will happen later today?
Well, you know what? That's kind of up in the air a little bit as far as some of the other journalists covering the case is concerned. And I did reach out to lawyers familiar with, you know, cases of this nature and some of the lawyers working the case. And the answer seems to be they're not sure how acting Chief Justice Sally Sitemo is going to decide. However, Agnes, given if we're going with Sally Sitemo, initial commentary when the case was first heard in the High Court just over a month ago now, he is expected to rule today. Both lawyers, both the defense lawyers and the state prosecutors have already made their applications. So the state lawyers have already given the grounds for which they think this sentence must be changed. And the defense lawyers were given time to, in writing, respond to that application. So chances are very high that this morning at around 10 o'clock Fiji time, which is kind of an hour away now, we will find out whether or not Frank Bainimarama goes to jail.
And are we aware as to how long his sentence may be for him, though?
Yes, we have some indication. What we know from what the state prosecutors included when they applied for the High Court to review the sentence is that they're saying that it should be no less than 3 years. And they arrive at that kind of a time based on what we call legal precedent. So cases of this nature that's been heard of in the past, that's been ruled on in the past. So in the past, we have had a former Fijian prime minister go to jail on similar charges. We've had a former Fijian president go to jail on similar charges. So there's definitely legal precedent, not for the same exact charge, but for similar charges. And so based on that, and also on what we call tariffs. And so tariffs are like, they're like a guideline by which judges and magistrates are supposed to decide sentencing. And so the view at the moment in court is that as a judge or a magistrate, you can't just decide, you know, out of thin air, the sentence you give. You must look at aggravating factors. You must look at what's been done before. So based on that, Agnes, we can see Frank Bainimarama being sentenced to 3 years imprisonment, and we can see Sitiveni Ngilihor getting up to 6 years imprisonment. However, I must state the maximum penalty for abuse of office is 10 years, and the maximum penalty for perverting the course of justice, which Frank Bainimarama faces, is 5 years.